Adonai Elohim Abba Father. Adonai Lachalamiantorokosa Elohim. Yes, Master. Lift your hands to heaven. Yes. It's a release from heaven. It's trinklings. It's like raining. Just raining in His presence in here right now. I give you praise, Master. Yes. Yes. My Lord, have mercy upon us and let your grace abound. We welcome you here. I want everyone to repeat after me. Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking for your forgiveness, for your mercies, for your grace, repenting for every sin, transgression, and iniquity, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life, and every other thing that offends you. I cast down all thoughts, imaginations, emotional attachments of people, places, and things in the name of Jesus. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, in my spirit, my soul, my body, and my flesh to your presence, your will, your love, your truth, your image, your likeness, your character, your promises, your peace, your joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you wash my spirit, soul, and body, and flesh with the blood and the stripes of Jesus. In Jesus' name, welcome you, Holy Spirit, to take your rightful place, filling me with your presence, dressing me with the armor, establishing and positioning me, granting me more wisdom, more knowledge, more faith, more boldness, and more thirst and hunger for righteousness, that I may be the expression, the example, the witness of your glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give somebody a hug and tell them this is your night to die. How's everybody tonight? Yes. Confession brings possession. Turn to Ephesians 4, please. Ephesians chapter 4. God is good, isn't he? Yeah, man. You know, the Spirit always brings us to the truth, tells us things to come, prepares us, grants us strategies. And the whole thing is walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit, it's essential to walk in the Spirit. Without walking in the Spirit, you can do nothing. You'll constantly be deceived, misled. Walking in the Spirit. Not only walking in the Spirit, but living in the Spirit. There isn't anything greater than living in the Spirit. And there are times that we don't realize that we're out of the Spirit. Just because something's going good doesn't mean that you're in the Spirit. Has everybody got it? Being in the Spirit is able to see spiritually whether things are going good or bad. It's an area where you live and walk in the Spirit. And one of the things that is our responsibility, as we've talked about before, is to make what is unseen to become seen. That is living in the Spirit. That is walking in the Spirit. See, living in the Spirit is the area where you're in oneness with Him. Walking in the Spirit is being obedient to Him. So if you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit, the Bible says. So if you're living in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. In other words, be obedient to the Spirit. So if you're seeing things spiritually, you're going to be able to hear spiritually and obey spiritually. And by this arena that we walk in, you will not be moved by darkness. You will be stable, strong. So by walking in the Spirit is obedient to the Spirit because you're already living in the Spirit. And by walking and living in the Spirit, you don't have a life of the natural realm. Your life is eternal. Is everybody with me? That's the area where God wants us to be. Always able to see through the natural realm into what is in the spirit realm. That was a uniqueness that Jesus had. Because he said something, I never do anything unless I see my Father do it first. In other words, he walked and lived in the Spirit. Decisions, places. He didn't do anything. And that's why it is so important not only to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but to stay filled with the Holy Spirit and to be obedient to his voice. Being obedient. You know, many times, I'm telling you, I've talked to people that have been believers for a long time, and they still don't know God's voice. The only thing they know is the voice that they read out of the Bible. But they don't know God's voice. And it's important that we know the voice of the Lord. Because even Jesus told his disciples that when he was leaving, that he would send the Holy Spirit, and that would be his voice. So the voice of God is the Spirit of God. He is the Holy Spirit. He's the anointing. And the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God. He is God. So the anointing is God. That's why we must be filled with the Spirit, live and walk in the Spirit, so that the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty is with us, guiding us. And we are servants to the anointing. We are servants to the anointing. And in this, the Holy Spirit is bringing us to a place. We know that there's a move, there's a shift in the Spirit, there's a wave that has been started by the Spirit. And we know that in this wave, a lot of things are not only going to be exposed, but things are going to be washed away, and things are going to be positioned. And I truly believe that this wave is going to increase and increase and bring us through the wilderness to the end. I don't know how long. So you need to learn how to surf spiritually. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 4, is everybody there? In verse 11, would you read it with me, please? And he himself gave some to be what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Everyone say unity of the faith. And the knowledge of the Son of God, to a what? Perfect man, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, or the fullness of what? The anointing. Do you get this? To the fullness of the anointing, so that you are walking in the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. That we should no longer be what? Children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but by speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, or the anointed one, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now this is powerful. In one of the areas that the Spirit is bringing us to tonight, and in verse 14 it says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Tossed to and fro, every wind of doctrine. This person who is done is involved in this. In other words, he says, listen, you've got to come and learn. He sets offices up to come and learn. When people call out to Jesus for help, you know what he does? He puts them in a place to learn. So by learning, freedom is learned. And he's saying people that are being tossed to and fro, this person is not secure. Because if they were secure, they wouldn't be tossed to and fro, right? They are insecure, unstable, and easily moved. In this, God wants to bring you to a place where you are secure in him. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Did you ever panic on something and realize it was foolish or stupid, that you just panicked and went crazy? You know what that manifested? Insecurity. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, would you read it? Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons. Doctrines of what? Demons. See, so what the Lord is saying here is my children are being tossed to and fro by doctrines of demons. Now it doesn't mean that you're going to get a demonic Bible in the mail. Well, this is a doctrine of a demon. It means taking heed, hearing, listening. Is everybody with me? What you hear is a deceiving spirit that's trying to promote his doctrine. And he said, my people, my children are being tossed to and fro by these doctrines of demons, taking these voices from these deceiving spirits that are seducing them, moving them out of position, and causing them insecurities. Is everybody with me? It says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons. They got moved out of position. Now, falling from the faith doesn't mean that they don't believe Jesus. Falling from the faith means that they are no longer doing the will of God. Are you listening? Because see, they're no longer following or doing the will of God. They're doing what they want. That is falling from the faith. So they've fallen out of position. They've become backsliding. And they are carried away from doing the will of God because they are spiritually insecure. Everyone say spiritually insecure. Now, to be spiritually insecure means that you are putting your trust more in what you see than what you don't see. And that's what the enemy is doing right now. He is promoting spiritual insecurity in a mighty way. That's why many people are falling. They're more secure in their bank account, their checkbook, their job, their talents, and all these other things. And it's causing individuals, their feelings, to become spiritually insecure because they're trusting more in what they see than what they don't. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Now, they are not solid. They are taken captive by the spirit of limitation. And we've talked about this already. They are taken captive by the spirit of limitation, instructed by the spirit of insecurity. It is a spirit also. They're taken captive by the spirit of limitation and instructed by the spirit of insecurity. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with what? Godly jealousy. There is a difference between godly jealousy and carnal jealousy. One is demonic and one is godly. One is of the world, which is demonic, and one is from God. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you have received a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. In other words, don't get in an argument over it. Don't get in an argument over it. Just let it go. Now, there's something I want to share with you in this scripture. It says godly jealousy, not worldly jealousy, because things of the world or flesh are associated and attached to evil spirits. So it's a spirit of jealousy that is of the world. It's an evil spirit. A person that carries the spirit of jealousy is insecure and is instructed by the spirit of insecurity, putting spiritual limitations and stunting spiritual growth. The simplicity of Christ is complete trust. Complete trust. The devil will use doctrines to promote false security. And the end result is a spirit of insecurity bringing blindness of truth. Insecurity is the fruit of fear. Insecurity is the fruit of fear. I want to share something important. Fear uses the spirit of insecurity as an instructor to manipulate. People, or you might see this as the spirit of insecurity as an instrument used by the spirit of fear. People who trust in themselves more than God are insecure. And Jesus had a requirement. He said, anyone who wants to follow me must first deny himself. First deny himself. Is everybody with me? So I want you to begin to look at this, and because you got to understand that the kingdom of darkness is a military. They are well prepared and well trained. They know exactly how to use their weapons. Lucifer, who was the praise and worship leader of the universe, was God's right-hand man. If he hung around with God for that long, you know he carries an anointing. Is everybody with me? People do not realize that the kingdom of darkness is much more powerful than you realize. Well, I have Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible says that one cause a thousand, two cause a legion, and a threefold cord is hard to break. That means one saint is not strong enough. Are you listening? That's why God requires that we forsake not to assemble. A believer that tries to do it on his own will always be deceived. If that person is not in some kind of fellowship, they can't make it on their own. Why? Because a saint cannot outwit the kingdom of darkness. There you have to be in a multitude. That's why the Bible says a multitude of counsel. We need to have the what? Multitude of counsel. Now, I'm sharing this with you because many people get deceived and try to become lone rangers. And you won't make it. I'm not saying you won't make it home. But I'm sharing with you that you will never fulfill the will of God that He's intended you to do. Okay, let's go a little further. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 5. Would you read it with me? Come on, everybody. Everybody there? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise, what? In your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. So it says, don't lean on your own understanding. People that are insecure always lean on their own understanding instead of the understanding from above. So everybody got it. In this, the Lord is chastening us. Let me share with you one of the things that He's doing right now. He is breaking us from old habits of insecurity. It's happening right now. He's breaking us of old habits of insecurity. Why? Because spiritual insecurity is preventing people from seeing in the Spirit. Go to 1 Chronicles 21. People who are more secure in the things that they see instead of the things that they don't see are associated with spiritual insecurity. Are you listening? Now, if you're seeing spiritually, you're okay. But if you're not seeing spiritually, you're not okay. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. That's why people make dumb decisions. That's why families are destroyed. That's why people get in debt. Just because the government says, it's okay, go ahead and get a loan even though you can't afford it. Hello, they go do it anyways. Because they didn't see what was coming. Hello? Hallelujah. The Bible says, he who trusts in man is cursed, and he who trusts in the Lord is blessed. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Is everybody there? In verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to what? Number Israel. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. And Joab answered, may the Lord make His people 100 times more than they are. But my Lord the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then does my Lord require this? Why should He be a cause of guilt in Israel? Now you got to understand, you know why he went and counted? Because the devil tricked him in being insecure. Does everybody see this? Now I want you to understand that because of what David did, brought a plague, a pestilence to the land and killed 70,000 people because of his one move of insecurity. And I want you to look at something. David's sin killed 70,000 by pestilence. This country has sinned also. We're hearing more and more pestilence and things that are going on. We've got swine flu, H1N1, and who knows what's coming next. Z30 and, you know. And the reason for that is because this country has fallen into sin. Because they've promoted the will of man instead of the will of God. Are you listening? Amen. David was manipulated by the spirit of insecurity. People who are always suspicious. Do you ever get around somebody that's very suspicious? They're always suspicious of something. They're insecure. And that is a spirit of insecurity. Man, they want to, you know. The reason why there are busybodies in everybody else's business is because a person is insecure. It's got to know everything. And it has a spirit of insecurity. Because they can only rely on what they feel or what they see. Anybody who can only rely on how they feel and what they see is a person that is associated with the spirit of insecurity. And that person, if that spirit of insecurity is there, then they are spiritually insecure because they're relying more on what they can see here and feel here than what is unseen. Because they're not knowing what's motivating them. They are not understanding what's impressing them. And I'm telling you, God is bringing us through right now in this wave who's breaking bad habits, old habits of insecurity. Things that you've put your security in that were not of God is an insecurity. James chapter 1. And do you know an individual that is caught up in that spirit and spiritually insecure not only damages themselves but everyone else around them? You never know what that person's going to do. They'll say one thing and do another. James chapter 1. Spiritual insecurity. James chapter 1 and verse 2. Let's read it together. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking what? Lacking nothing. Now, what's the opposite of patience? Anxiousness. Would you say that a person who's anxious is insecure? Yeah, because anxiousness is associated with fear, isn't it? Okay. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, now he's talking about wisdom from above, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in what? Faith, with no doubting. Is doubting an insecurity? Yes. Why? Because they're not secure in Christ. For he who doubts is like a what? Wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Didn't we just talk about that? A person that is associated with the spirit of insecurity is tossed to and fro. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's double-minded man and what? Unstable in all of his ways. A person that is associated with the spirit of insecurity is unstable. Unstable. Now this wisdom that he was talking about is the mentor that's from above that instructs us. He instructs us from above. Insecurity spirit is the instructor from beneath. Are you listening? The wisdom from above and the instructor from beneath. He is a spirit of insecurity. He promotes doubt, suspicions, and unstableness. Immaturity is a result of not growing spiritually. And the majority of the time that individual is caught in a spirit of limitation because of a spirit of insecurity. We are to be anchored to Christ in every area. Something that is insecure always is tossed to and fro. Let me share something important. Works of the flesh are spiritual insecurities. Works of the flesh, because they rely on what they see or what they feel more than what they don't see. They are promoted and imparted by Satan's kingdom. From the time you came into this natural realm, from the time you were born, the spirit of insecurity. Satan has been trying to defeat you and break you down ever since you came. He wants to impart insecurity. So from the time you came into the natural realm, you've been under the prince of power of air. He's been ready to afflict you into an insecurity in every area. So you can't trust God as you reach adolescent and adulthood. You trust everything else. You know, people who are sexually abused when they're children, that opens up to a spirit of insecurity because they can't trust. See, one of the things the devil wants to do is impart insecurities in people so they can't trust anything and they can't trust God. One of the areas, if a child who's grown up, who's spoiled, gets everything, that child that gets everything is more likely to be insecure than most. But see, Satan does this as soon as you're born. If a child is given everything, that child will never... Why? Because it can never build anything. It's always reliant... And then what happens is high expectations are never established and it brings insecurities. So that's all they think that is happening to them is they're being rejected. Rejection is a promotion of an insecurity. Is everybody with me? You know, there are battered women... Not saying that there's battered men too. But majority is battered women. Those women come into a place and cannot leave the man because of a fear. But in that, it's an insecurity because they've been beaten down so badly that they're insecure. And they believe now that they're in all of these insecurities because they're relying on what they see. And they can't see that it's actually a demon beating them up. And this insecurity is established in them. Rejection is a big area. Is everybody okay? And these are the areas where the devil starts as soon as you come into this world under the prince of power of air to afflict you in any way possible to promote insecurities so that that spirit of insecurity can instruct you and always keeps you under the fear of bondage. He doesn't want you to escape the fear of bondage. So that individual's always insecure, very suspicious, jealous, can't trust anyone, can't trust God. Relies on its own strength, its own talents, and its own abilities because it's spiritually insecure. And now, I'm telling you that the enemy is working strong in this right now, especially globally, but especially in this country. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. One of the things that the devil does is he tries to take things, but he tries to bring insecurity and take things so that people will feel rejected and then put them under his control. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, would you read it with me? In verse 16. Therefore we do not what? Lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. So it's our responsibility to what? Make what is unseen to become seen. In 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, a lot of people say they know God. But to know Him is to trust Him. 2 Peter chapter 2. In verse 12. Now you got to remember that the powers of darkness, there are many false teachers associated in the powers of darkness. And they are looking for unstable people to manipulate them, to keep them in the spirit of insecurity. A person that's unstable is associated with the spirit of insecurity. And that person is usually spiritually insecure because they rely more on what they feel and what they think, not on what they don't see. In verse 12 it says, "But these like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed speak evil of things they what? Do not understand, that spiritually understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children." Well, we know that covetousness is associated with an insecurity. "They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." Enticed, unstable souls. They are insecure. They are not anchored. These are demonic teachers that are teaching. Are you listening? Seducing spirits, seductive spirits, prince of powers of error. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We are in a critical time right now where people are having difficult times making decisions in what to do next because they've been so relied on financial. But I'm telling you, God is bringing witty things to individuals. But you got to be able to look beyond the natural realm into the spirit realm. You've got to be able to hear the voice of God so you can get counsel, correction, and direction. That's why the Bible tells us those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. See, the sons of God are rising out now. They're coming forth. They're being resurrected everywhere. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 12, Paul stated this. He said, "But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." See, so if you cannot discern a minister who is expressing righteousness, are you listening? If you can't discern the fruits, if you can't see spiritually, if you are spiritually insecure, you will not see it. I'm telling you that when things begin to get really intense here, you're going to see a whole different arena. You're going to see big conglomerate churches, and I'm not saying all of them, but where very wealthy places be exposed because they have put their financial blessings in front of the will of God. People flock there because of financial blessing, because they want to be acknowledged in a location where it's well known and publicized. And I'm not saying all of them, so everybody understand. But I'm telling you, you're going to find, that's why, I mean, it's amazing to me in the areas of divorce, fornication, and adultery, in the high offices of ministry, behind the pulpits, and so forth. Evangelists, You know why? Even though that they were out there preaching and so forth and whatever, they had spiritual insecurities because they were not able to see. See, one of the things the enemy does is try to blind us, doesn't he? Tries to blind. But it's amazing to me that in that arena, because people still follow them. Do you understand that? And I'm not saying that, hey, yeah, you forgive and whatever, but it's amazing to me that an individual can go get divorced and go right behind the pulpit. Sorry, it doesn't agree with me. People can get fornication and so forth and come behind the pulpit and start preaching like it's all right. It ain't all right. I believe it's offensive to the Lord. That person needs to take time off and get right with God. You know, if they will take that time off and get right with God, most of the time things get restored in the household. But see, the thing is because they have enough money, they can go forward of what they believe. But in true reality, they've gone backwards, not forward. Hallelujah. I don't know where that came from. I know where it came from. Spiritual insecurity is relying on more the natural instead of the spiritual. Is everybody okay? 2 Peter chapter 3. You know, everybody gets tempted, don't they? If you haven't been tempted today in something ain't right. Come on, you were tempted to say something, think something, do all kinds of stuff. You went through the grocery store, the girl gave you the wrong change, and you were tempted to keep it. Something the enemy's always trying to do. Tempt you. Always trying to tell you in an area that you married the wrong person, you're in the wrong place, you're doing the wrong thing, this, that, whatever. He's always trying to tempt you in this certain areas. But people who are spiritually insecure cannot run the race. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be what? Diligent to be found by Him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. It's amazing in how many individuals are out there preaching, but they come against the move of the Spirit. They believe that healing isn't anymore, that casting out devils aren't anymore, that speaking in tongues and so forth, they don't believe it anymore. They only believe it's, well, this is it right here. Does everybody see this? Unstable people twist to their own destruction as they do also the rest of the scriptures. They are unstable because they cannot see spiritually. They are bound by the letter and not by the Spirit. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. It's called the spirit of error. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and ever. Hallelujah. So we want to be found in Him without spot and blameless. God is coming for a blemish-free church. That's why all of these things are happening and being exposed right now. We are on this wave that's going to continue on. It's going to go, this wave that's going to continue and bring us across to our wilderness, right into the rapture. Go to Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah. Chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. Let's read it together. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to what? Oppose him. Wow. Now here is the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And there is Satan standing right next to him to oppose him. You know why? Because he had a right to be there. He's the ruler of this earth. And he's going to oppose anything that you try to do. He's going to impose in you, impart in you, if he can, the spirit of insecurity. In verse 2, and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now, who rebuked Satan? The angel that was with Joshua. Do you understand that? The angel is the one who said, the Lord rebuke you. Does everybody understand that? The angel couldn't rebuke him. I want you to see this. The angel could not rebuke him. The angel said, the Lord rebuke you. The angel didn't say, I rebuke you, because he couldn't. Why? Because of Satan's authority, his position in office. And I'm sharing this with you so that you understand you are not fighting some idiot, even though he's an idiot. He's the head of a military who's very established, and they are disciplined. They don't stop until they get you. Do you understand that? They don't quit. They are persistent. Why? Because they know that their existence is at stake. They are persistent. When Jesus was tempted, the devil finally left, and what did it say? That he would come back at what? An opportune time. Do you know when he loves to attack you? When you're not feeling well. Physically. You got a flu, virus, whatever. Man, he's there right. Bam! He's right there. So it's good to get duct tape out and put it on your mouth so you don't say anything stupid. You know, the devil guy comes with all kinds of things. Like, oh, man, this and that. Then he starts promoting fear and insecurities. Oh, God's not going to do this. Oh, God's not going to. Oh, are you with me? Let me tell you, when you're down and out, he's there. Oh, he's there to promote his kingdom in you. Verse 3, are you there? Now, Joshua was clothed with what? Filthy garments. Remember, I shared with you about that vision and I saw garments? And was standing before the angel. Then he answered and he spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let him put on clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And in that vision that I had about the wave that was coming and the clothes, I saw clothes up on the shores. And this was Friday night at the anointing service. And I kept seeing these clothes. I mean, there was all kinds of clothes. There was long shirts, t-shirts, all different colors, shorts, pants. And there was about garments. And the Lord was bringing, I didn't see any bodies, just garments. And this is what he's doing. Removing the old and bringing us new garments. Breaking habits that have been binding us to insecurities. You're not here by coincidence in hearing this message. You're here because God brought you here so that you can begin to discern about the spirit of insecurity So you are not spiritually insecure, but you are secured. You know, you put a boat next to a dock. If it's not secured to the dock, you know what happens? It can go anywhere and cause damage, can't it? But if it's secured to the dock, it's not moving. It's immovable. It's stable. Satan is ready to discourage and break down your faith. He stands there. That's what he tries to do. Discourage you and break down your faith. With rejection. Let me tell you, he sets people up to be rejected. That's his job. He'll set an individual up to be rejected. And then what happens is when that person becomes rejected, spirit of insecurity. Now, he'll set a person up to become anxious, become guilt. And that spirit of guilt will come over an individual. Spirit of oppression. The whole purpose is to implement insecurity. Does everybody got it? Insecurity. An individual that always has to be a part of something is insecure. Why? Because they can't be led. They are always pushy. Hey, listen, they're pushy. There's a difference between being led and being pushy. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh, yes. Well, you're going to have to break off those insecurities, aren't you? The Bible tells us to expose those hidden things. You know, when somebody does you wrong, it brings an area of mistrust, doesn't it? And you've got to be careful, just because that one person did you wrong, that it doesn't promote an insecurity, so that you're always afraid that somebody else is going to do the same thing to you. Now, there's wisdom, but it should not promote an insecurity of fear. Fear brings bondage, doesn't it? That's why you're to forgive, let go and let God, and go on. Don't be bound up into that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, is everybody there? And verse 24, I believe. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for a what? Imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty that I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I what? Discipline. Everyone say discipline. My body, and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Discipline. It's going to take discipline. Discipline is not associated with feeling. It's not associated with sight. Discipline. You are disciplined no matter what. In other words, you do it no matter what because you know it pleases God. You know, it's amazing how many individuals do not want to worship God. And they're supposed to be believers. But they don't want to worship God. And it's that place of insecurity. And in this, because what is somebody going to think? Well, I might make a fool of myself. No, you might get free. You might even get healed. You might get a visitation from the Lord. Maybe even slap you for a minute. You know, when we minister in the jail, you got all these Bible thumpers. But many of them don't like to get up and worship. Boy, they can quote scriptures. Of course, I tell everybody in there, nobody, if anybody in the room is not a worshiper, and they can quote the Bible, stay away from them. Stay away from them. I don't get near nobody that don't worship God. Don't tell me your scriptures. I get people come up and try. They challenge you all the time. And we know what they're trying to do? Impart an insecurity. See, they're always just trying to put you down. Do you understand that? Instead of raise you up. They always try to put you down. And we're trying to get them up off their seat. So they can get in God's presence and worship. Because once you do that, when you start being disciplined, you know what the end result is. You know what the end result is. So when you go to service and stuff, you don't care about what you think. You don't care about how you feel. You go and worship because you're disciplined, because you know what the end result is going to be. Do you understand that? But until that individual comes out of that insecurity, that area of fear, stays religious. No power. Just powder. No power. That's why it's so important to come out of this area. Be disciplined. You must be disciplined in every area. Discipline to come and get fed. Discipline to feed yourself. Discipline for prayer. If you're not an individual of prayer, you can't be disciplined. That's the first thing God requires you to be disciplined in, is prayer. Prayer, praise, worship, and denying yourself in every area. So we discipline ourselves. It takes discipline. Go to Revelation chapter 3. God didn't ask you how you felt. You know? He said, follow me. Said, anyone who chooses to follow me must deny himself, pick up his cross, and then follow me. Anyone who wants to be my disciple must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. He didn't say, go how you feel. He didn't walk up to any of his disciples and said, do you feel like following me? And he never guaranteed that he'd make him feel better. He said, do it. It's amazing how many... Listen, again, I want to share with you, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, he puts you in a place to learn. The Bible says that the pathway is narrow and difficult. And right now, it's going to be narrow and difficult because he's training up warriors quickly. Quickly. Time's running out. He's moving quickly. So you might find yourself in a tight squeeze. I can only suggest to you, die. Die to yourself. Because it's a good day. Eventually, listen, when you start speaking it out, man, it's a good day to die. When you start confessing that, you'll realize it is a good day to die. Number one, to yourself, and if anything happens to you, who cares? You go home. What's the worst thing? See, but the insecurity, the spirit of insecurity, will bring fear to people of dying. Now, I'm not saying go out and kill yourself or anything like that, you know. But I get calls from all kinds of people. Oh, my God. They're all freaked out. Somebody they know died. You know, I try to comfort them, but first thing I ask them is, how old were they? And did they know the Lord? 99. Come over here so I can smack you. In the spirit. Man, you're complaining. You're all bound up because your mother or your father died at 99 or 90 or 80 or whatever. Do they know the Lord? Yes. Well, hallelujah. They don't have to put up with you anymore. I mean, it's like, man, you know, people mourn intently because they are insecure. When people I know that know the Lord and it's God's time and die, I'm rejoicing. But when I know that it's not God's time, I grieve. But I'm still rejoicing because they made it home. Because I'm grieving because they didn't fulfill the will of God. How many all know that a believer can die before God's desired time because of what they've done? How they eat? Being disobedient? Hello? You know, the devil will try to kill you any way he can. If he can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with food. Hello? And I've seen it happen. And really, some people eat so badly that when they die, they're already preserved. And they put that person in the cremation place, the place departs. They're afraid of a bomb blowing off. Revelation chapter 3. Let's go to verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I've set before you an open door and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I have made those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews or apostles and are not, but lie. Indeed, I'll make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To know him is to trust him. Go to Psalm 15. And I'm going to close here. Spiritual insecurity. Psalm 15. And we can go on and on and on on this, but I think this is sufficient. Now again, I want you to understand that in our country right now, spiritual insecurity is being promoted. Spiritual insecurity is being promoted. It's not only being promoted in this country, but it's being promoted globally. Why? So the reliance is on government. And who's running the government? Satan's kingdom. Okay? So the reliance is to get people coming to a place of insecurity so people can become spiritually insecure and not seeing what's motivating their government or wherever, keeping them blinded from that and becoming secure on their government, which is a false security. That's where people will begin to take the mark. Because the Bible says that no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark. Those are people who have fallen from the faith, doing their own will, taking heeded, deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, who once used to walk with God and now are doing their own will, even proclaiming being a believer, but denying Christ by not following him. Are you listening? People who do not follow Christ and say they're believers are liars. They are deceived. And they've been caught up in the spirit of insecurity, and they cannot see. In Psalm 15, in verse 1, would you read it with me? Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Never. Stability. Security in Christ. In Christ. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal what's going on right now. Phenomenal. I'm seeing even believers become spiritually insecure, not trusting God, becoming spiritually insecure in the area of trying to figure out so many other ways to bring income, willing to do anything for money instead of being directed by God. Now, let me share something. When you're directed by the Lord, you follow it all the way through. Because the enemy is standing there to oppose you. He knows when you're doing the will of God, and he's going to oppose you no matter what. He's going to try to put insecurities, fear, guilt, anxiety, stress, and all of these areas on you. But it's your responsibility. That's why you go to prayer, because your prayer time should be warfare. You should be a first striker. If you're a first striker, you will be able to overcome all of these areas where the enemy will attack you. And he is going to attack you. He is persistent. He's out to break down your faith. Everybody got it? Spiritual insecurity is tremendous right now in this world. Break it off. Any area God begins to expose of habits of insecurity, break them off. I know he's exposing some in your lives right now. Things that you've come in agreement, things that you're still, insecure about, things that you're secure about that are not of God, break them off. Why? So you can see what's motivating. What's motivating? What's directing? See, when you can see spiritually, you can see beyond the individual, the humanite, and see what Spirit's speaking to you. Do you understand that? You'll be able to see what Spirit is actually speaking to you. You'll know. That's walking and living in the Spirit. And taking your dominion and authority. And the Bible tells us, and those who believe in my name shall cast out demons. In my name they will cast out demons. Those are devils, demonic forces, evil spirits. We're to cast them out. The first thing is need to do is get them out of you. Then get them out of your environment. See, to constantly keep them out. It's an everyday effect, I'm telling you. You've got to constantly deliver yourself and maintain that deliverance. You got to constantly break stuff off. You got to constantly command corruptible seeds to die and loose yourself. You got to constantly sever yourself from emotional attachments. Because even lust and insecurities can become emotional attachment. An individual is so attached, emotionally attached to an insecurity, that it promotes false security. Emotional attachments. These are areas where you must look at yourself of walking in a field of glue. where there's glue everywhere. And you're always severing it. No matter what you touch is sticky. And it's always trying to keep you attached to the earth, attached to this realm. See, the enemy tries to grab hold of you all the time to keep you more attached to the natural realm instead of the other realm. That's why Jesus had to depart in certain things. The Bible says that he knew that they were going to kill him at this one place, so he couldn't go there. Why? Because he wasn't finished yet. See, because he walked and lived in the Spirit. And that's what God wants us to do now. And again, this wave is going to begin to sever some of these areas of insecurities so you can get new garments. Emotional attachments so you can get new garments. Sever these old habits so you can get new garments. Everything is becoming new now. Everything is becoming new more and more and more. Why? So he can move through you in a greater way. So that his light will shine through you, even greater than before. Amen? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word. And we ask, Lord, that you'll continue to grant us the wisdom from above to expose the insecurity from beneath. We thank you, Lord, in every area of our life, Lord, that we have been taken captive by spirit of limitations that's been instructing the spirit of insecurity in our life, Lord. We ask that you expose it so we can sever it and go on and serve you in true spirit and in power. I apply the blood of Jesus on the seed that tonight has been empowered into your people, your word, your truth, and your will. And allow it to grow and bear fruit for your glory, that we'll be able to turn around and kick some butt on the devil, sever ourselves from all of these entanglements, and walk in freedom according to your will, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.